Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, the week has just been flying by. Maybe it's just been a busy week for me, but Thursday morning, always great to have David Noble in the house. He does a great woke update of the week for us. David, we already kind of did a little bit of a woke update of the week and a wake up update as well.
Yeah, no, the John Tester wake up update was great, and it's a woke update every day when you've got Democrats in office and people like John Tester around, and these Democrats testifying in Congress, it's infuriating. It makes me so angry to see these officials from the Biden administration showing up in Congress and basically saying that we don't care about the American people. We don't care about the American people's representatives coming here and asking us questions. We're just not going to answer them, and we're not going to show you any respect, and we're not going to give you the documents. And it's just one administration official after another showing up in Congress and just offering these just refusing to answer questions.
Yeah. We had a caller. Yeah, I'm assuming you're referring to Interior Secretary Deb Haaland.
Well, that one, and then also
what in the world?
And then the Secretary of Defense one as well. And I've seen a bunch of these over the past couple of weeks. And there was Republican members of Congress held a hearing on the origins of COVID-19.
Yeah.
And they had all these doctors, and they had, you know, former CDC director, Dr. Redfield. They had all these people, and they were having a serious, very, very serious discussion about the origins of COVID-19 and all of this stuff. And then, you know, Representative Raskin, ranking Democrat member, gets on and some other Democrat, and they start accusing one of the witnesses of being white supremacist.
Oh my goodness.
And all this stuff. And it just was so degrading. It reduced Congress to nothing but a clown show. And it was just absurd. And it's like, we're having a serious discussion here about the origins of COVID-19. And the Democrats are just going to turn this into you're going to accuse some guy about a book he wrote 20 years ago. He's a white supremacist. It's like, it was just so classless.
Yeah, the Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, for those who didn't hear the audio that I played around 6:40 this morning, you know, here's Ryan Zinke saying, are you aware that China is the biggest emitter of carbon dioxide? Thank you for that information. Are you aware that China is developing all these critical? Thank you for that information. It wasn't a, hey, I just want to pass along some information, and then you say thank you. No, this is a question. Are you aware of these facts, and what do you have to say to the American people? Thank you for that information.
Again, it was the exact same thing with the Secretary of Defense during this hearing when they were asking him, hey, Secretary of Defense, do you support taxpayer dollars going to drag queen story hours targeting little kids? That's not something we support. Are you aware that there were drag queen story hours on military bases? Oh, that's not something we support. I didn't ask if you support it. I asked if you're aware that this is happening.
Yeah. They just play dumb.
It's so frustrating.
Now, you could say, well, maybe they are dumb, but no, I think they're just playing the game. They're lying to the American people. They're playing dumb. They're playing a game. And meanwhile, we are failing across the board as Russia and China are advancing on the world stage.
Here is your Montana news. The former head of a paving company has been sentenced to probation and a fine for trying to form a monopoly in Montana and Wyoming. Nathan Nephi Zito of Billings tried to violate the Sherman Act by allocating state markets with a competitor and thereby monopolize crack sealing service on our highways. The agreement would have the competitor control the road service in South Dakota and Nebraska. Color 8 reported that the ploy could have allowed Zito to raise the cost to government and taxpayers or to limit service. For the attempted fraud, he received 6 months home detention as part of 3 years probation and a $27,000 fine. The bill in the Montana legislature to restrict gender transitioning procedures and medications to minors is on its way to the governor's desk. Senator John Fuller's bill, SB 99, passed the Senate with a 32-17 vote and had passed the House. KTVQ reported that gender-changing surgeries are already not available in the state, and only Billings Clinic is able to provide the medications. That's the Montana News Minute. I'm Travis Lee.
Here's a look at your real weather. for Billings and Bozeman. As some light snow continues across the area today. Accumulation stay from around 1 to 3 inches in the Bozeman area to an inch or less in the Billings vicinity. High temperatures will, meanwhile, stay back into the mid-30s across the region. For tonight, we're looking at some more snow shower activity. Generally looking at around 2 inches across areas from Bozeman to Billings as temperatures will drop off to about 23. And that outlook into Friday calls for some snow showers early, then some sunshine starts to break through as the day progresses. High temperatures on Friday ranging from about 40 in Bozeman to the mid-40s in the Billings area. Still looking at some quiet weather into Friday night with partly cloudy skies. Temperatures in the upper 20s to around 30. Then we'll see breaks of sun and some clouds rolling in for the day.
91, that's BRUX91. Stop your grinding with
Bucks Night. Serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooth to the banks of the Clark Fork River. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Okay, for those just getting up and rolling in the 7 o'clock hour, I did a woke update talking about Drag Queen Story Hour at military bases. This came up in Congress yesterday. DOD leaders were dragged before Congress, but here's why it stood out especially to me is because they mentioned Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana. So we've got that story on our Montana Talks website to tell you about it here a little bit later this hour. But first, David Noble, you've got a woke update of the week for us this week as well.
Of course I do. I liked how Representative Gates could barely pronounce Malmstrom.
He's like Malmstrom. Yeah.
No, I mean
he's from Florida though. So
yeah, here's the woke update from me of the week. New York Post story from yesterday. Whiteness workshop nixed. Speaking up versus woke indoctrination actually works. It talks about how the United Federation of Teachers, the teachers union, was going to have a quote unquote whiteness workshop at one of their events. And the virtual teachers union seminar aimed to help resist, quote, the harmful effects of whiteness in our lives. And then it was they were going to get you know, education credits for the teachers if they attended this seminar about how to, you know, struggle against the harmful effects of whiteness. The response was swift and merciless once word got around about a class that sought to, quote, give a better understanding of how to center ourselves in the struggle against whiteness. New York Post refers to that as a thoroughly poisonous concept. So it's amazing. It's amazing. Every day, every week, you're seeing stories like this. This one from the teachers union. And this is the stuff, this is what they're teaching teachers. This is what the teachers unions is telling teachers to do here's the workshop seminar on how to fight against whiteness and how to struggle against whiteness and all this stuff.
Why being white is so bad and so evil. Somebody asked me, they said, what do you think is pushing all this? Where is all of this stuff coming from? Cause it's not just these national teachers unions, it was the National School Boards Association, it's these national medical associations. And I said, I think it's these national associations. I said, the farm and ranch groups and the electric cooperatives, they have national associations, but typically they're led by people that still live out in real America, in middle America, and are still connected and rooted, right? But a lot of these other national associations, you're basically, you've got a bunch of woke people in New York City, San Francisco, and LA, and Washington that are leading these organizations and crafting these workshops. So when all of these folks from back here in Montana go back east or wherever for their big convention, they get a convention lineup full of all this woke BS and political agenda garbage.
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely right. And of course, you know, they may only be 10% of the population, but because they're so nasty and they're so aggressive and they're willing to lie about people, they're willing to smear people, they're willing to destroy people's lives, that most people are just not willing to fight against it. So you see, even though people with that believe such a racist and poisonous idea as to say that, you know, we need to teach our teachers how to teach classes and struggle against whiteness and how to defeat whiteness, you know, if you're that twisted in the head to actually think that's a good idea. You're a small.
You shouldn't
be
in the profession.
No, you should not be in the profession.
Yeah, which is why these school board elections that are coming up are so important right now. In fact, I ran into Andrea Nimitz, who's running for the school board in Billings. I ran into Brooke Wagner, two incredible candidates for Billings School District 2 School Board. But I want to push back a little bit because, see, I want to combat whiteness because I would like to go on a spring break trip and get a little sun. You know, but too much of the combating whiteness could lead to skin cancer. So you got to be careful, you know. So, all right, let's get into the phone lines here. We got Matt in Billings. Matt, what's going on?
Good morning. I just want to touch a little bit on watching these Senate hearings. You guys can tell I have a very uneventful life because I've watched Mayorkas, I watched the generals, I watched the interior. But what's really appalling and it's disrespectful is, like, you know, Ted Cruz straight up asked Mayorkas, is there a crisis at the border? And he says, we have a very difficult situation, just keeps absconding the question. And then the one that I thought was very telling yesterday is when there's a lady from the Air Force that they released 11 Republican members' confidential information. And he asked them, like, who's been fired? And she's like, well, the situation's already been handled. He's like, no, who's been fired? And it's very, very, very disrespectful how these people come and lie to us in front of us and Congress. But the one thing that is bugging about these hearings, when the Republicans ask questions about really fentanyl, they shouldn't use, like, you know, there's a roughly 100,000 fentanyl overdoses. It really should be roughly 100,000 fentanyl murders, because most of these people aren't taking fentanyl by choice. It's laced with something else, and they're not overdoses, they're murders.
Good point. And they were killed by China and by the Mexican drug cartels. China supplies the raw material. It gets produced and manufactured by the Mexican drug cartels and then brought right here into Montana. Well said all around, Matt and Billings. Thanks for the call. David Noble, your thoughts.
Well, and Joe Biden lets it come in. Joe Biden's, and then John Tester was letting it all come in and doing nothing about it. And then, oh my gosh, all of a sudden, now John Tester's up for re-election. All of a sudden, he's writing letters to the administration saying that, hey, we really need to crack down on fentanyl. You know, classic stuff. But one thing I really liked about what the caller just said is about how disrespectful it is for the way these administration officials come into Congress and just refuse to answer questions and show a total lack of respect. And it's like, hold on. These people in Congress, these representatives, there are representatives who are in D.C. They're representative of the American people, and the Biden administration and the Democrats just don't care.
They don't. They do not care. When Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, told Ted Cruz that he didn't know what those wristbands that these little kids that are being trafficked across the border, he didn't know what those wristbands were about. How would you not know that? Either he's lying or he's straight up incompetent. Either way, he should be impeached. He should be thrown out.
Yep. Reporting from the Montana Legislature, I'm Eleanor Smith. Montanans have to go to the pharmacy every couple months to refill their birth control if they want to avoid getting pregnant or need to treat a medical condition like endometriosis. A bill that would change that by requiring insurance to cover birth control refills for up to a year at a time passed in the Senate Wednesday on a vote of 37-12. Republican Senator Jason Small from Busby carried House Bill 302 in the Senate.
And we all understand while abstinence is the most effective form of birth control, it's kind of an unrealistic expectation a lot of the time. Plus, a lot of women have health issues that are controlled or helped out by taking birth control pills also, and those include things like ovarian cysts, endometriosis. They need the pills to help them function properly and correctly, and it's a matter of health. So this bill will basically help prevent delays in coverage.
Some lawmakers said they had concerns about prescriptions expiring or women not seeing their doctor on a regular basis. But Republican Senator Butch Gillespie from Etheridge said those worries aren't warranted.
We had a lot of professionals testify on this, and we hashed it out extremely well. So, yeah, not much to fear there. So just read the labels and do what it says, and you don't have to fear about running out this way. I thought that was a good, strong point.
The bill will now be sent to the governor's desk for his signature or veto. This legislative update is brought to you by the University of Montana School of Journalism, the Montana Broadcasters and Newspaper Associations, and the Greater Montana Foundation.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the whoops. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too. It looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
U.S. Senator John Tester, along with three other Democrats and an independent, voted with all the Republicans in the U.S. Senate yesterday to overturn the controversial Waters of the U.S. rule under the Clean Water Act. The resolution of disapproval matched a bill passed by the House on a 227 to 190 vote earlier this month, but the bill will be vetoed by President Biden. Agriculture groups have been among some of the most ardent critics of the latest attempt to define waters of the U.S. Ag groups maintain the new rule is overly broad and could lead to federal regulation of ditches, ephemeral streams, and low spots on farmland. The new WOTUS rule is the law of the land, which went into effect a week and a half ago, except for the states of Texas and Idaho, which was granted an injunction against the rule. Montana and 23 other states also asked a federal court for a similar injunction but did not receive it. Even though President Biden will veto the resolution for the WOTUS rule, it comes essentially while the U.S. Supreme Court has a pending case, Sackett versus the EPA, that also likely will go a long way in determining whether the latest EPA rule will need to be rewritten. President Obama passed a similar WOTUS rule in 2015. That rule was then repealed and replaced with the Navigable Waters Protection Rule by President Trump, with the Trump rule then being replaced by President Biden. I'm Lane Nordland.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, David, we did some of our woke updates of the week here, you know, from the drag queen story hour on military bases and what Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz had to say in these congressional hearings yesterday. And then I liked your idea a while back. You said, hey, every week, at least once a week, we should do a wake 'em up update to the record of Liberal Senator John Tester. And actually, Lane Nordland was just talking about it there during the Farm and Ranch Report, the Waters of the U.S., WOTUS, as these overreaching regulations are referred to. Liberal Senator John Tester has consistently supported WOTUS. He backed it in 2015, even after the Farm Bureau called it basically some of the worst overreach of the federal government that would harm the property rights of our farmers and ranchers, period. And yet John Tester still went against Montana farmers and ranchers in supporting it. Even just a month ago, he was basically pouring cold water on the Republicans who were trying to stop these WOTUS regulations. But yesterday, he voted against it, knowing full well that Joe Biden will basically veto the measure anyway. Purely symbolic, fake, phony vote, another flip-flop from the flip-flop flat-top Senator John Tester.
Right. Well, and this is why it's so important to go back and look at John Tester's record over his many years in the Senate, because he's gonna continue to do stuff like that from now until Election Day 2024, and the mainstream media in Montana is gonna continue to report on these stories without noting the flip flop, without noting how symbolic and pointless this was. And so it's up to you, Aaron, to keep the Montana people informed about the truth about who John Tester really is, and this is a perfect example. How many of the mainstream media news articles about this are going to point out that, no, actually, John Tester has supported Waters of the U.S. rules for a long time, and that he hasn't done anything to fight against this, and that this vote is meaningless, and that this is a political act that has no substantive meaning? Nobody's going to point that out. And so that's why it's up to you to do every, we got to inform the Montana people about John Tester's true record. I mean, look at, for example, if you just look at for the latest news on Montana, the AP News, KTVQ, NBC Montana, Montana bill to deny care for transgender minors passes. That's false. That's a lot.
Fake news headline.
That's straight up false. And they're doing the same kind of stuff. They're going to do the same kind of stuff for John Tester. It's just straight up lies.
No, exactly. Yeah. Last week, I remember I saw a headline from NBC Montana. I saw a headline from Montana Public Radio. And I even, you know, sent a tweet to the NBC Montana reporter. And because usually he's responsive on Twitter, but he didn't even reply to this one. I said, hey, your headline is false here. I said, I said, because the headline referenced something to the fact of bans gender-affirming care. No, it doesn't. If somebody wants to go give counseling to a kid, now some people might want to ban this type of gender-affirming care and say that, wait a minute, you're not affirming that kid's gender. You're telling that kid that they were born in the wrong body. You're telling that kid that something is wrong with him or something is wrong with her. And now we need to chop off your body parts to turn you into something else. That's their definition of gender-affirming care. But if you wanted to give your version of gender-affirming care, which is, hey, Billy, we're going to make you, little Rebecca now instead, there, you know, and they can still give that type of care, if that's what you want to call it. But these are the same liberals who want to ban Christian counselors from giving what I would say is real gender affirming care, which is saying, hey, little Billy, there's a lot of pressures out there. Like, don't listen to what this pop culture is telling you right now.
Right.
You know, and so.
Well, but these
ban procedures and they ban certain medications. But I would give a hat tip here to KTVQ television. I saw this headline earlier this morning. Montana legislature passes bill restricting gender transition drugs for minors.
That's a lot more
accurate. That's a better headline. Better headline, yeah.
The AP and NBC News Montana are straight up saying that this bans care for minors.
It's a joke.
It's banning all care. The way the headline reads is, Montana bill to deny care for transgender minors passes. That says that we're going to ban all medical care.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Yeah. The fact is there's still mental health care that can, and frankly, there's mental health care that should be taking place here, right? We should be helping out kids, because the left and Hollywood and pop culture, and unfortunately too many of our public schools, are confusing kids like never before, and are causing more mental health concerns and are causing more confusion. So that's why our kids in Montana and kids in America need more care, need more mental health care right now, especially, right? But yeah, what the bill does, well, let me play the Fox News story on it, because this is, of course, now getting national attention as well here this morning.
The Montana Senate passes a bill to ban the use of puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgery for transgender minors. The measure, which heads to GOP Governor Greg Gianforte's desk and would take effect in October, also prohibits the state's Medicaid program from paying for related care and would mean treating physicians could face discipline, including a one-year suspension of their medical license.
Yeah, so basically there's a whole host of other, care, if you want to call it, that they could still do. They just can't chop body parts off or give them these life-altering medications that could cause serious harm to their health.
Fox News Alert. I'm Chris Foster. 9 soldiers are killed in a helicopter crash in Kentucky.
We've learned this crash has sadly claimed the lives of some members of the 101st Airborne Division. The crash occurred during a routine training mission as the crews flew the two HH-60 Black Hawk helicopters. Those who live in this area heard loud booms around the time of the crash. The governor took to Twitter just after midnight to ask for prayer.
Fox's C.B. Cotton. An American reporter arrested in Russia is now charged with espionage, accused of spying for the United States, and ordered held pending an investigation.
Russia's Federal Security Service, the FSB, which succeeded the KGB, says it has detained a reporter for the Wall Street Journal, posted to the newspaper's Moscow bureau. The Russians accused him of being a spy for the United States, 32-year-old Evan Gerskovich.
Fox's Lucas Thomas in the Wall Street Journal denies the reporter is a spy and demands his immediate release. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, jumping back into it here with David Noble joining us every Thursday. So David, yeah, we were talking about the gender affirming care. But first off, good news from the Montana legislature on that front, and look forward to Governor Greg Gianforte signing that bill into law. Did you see in Kentucky? So they have a Democrat governor in Kentucky, but the legislature in Kentucky passed a bill to do the same thing, to protect kids from these radical transgender surgeries and these other, drugs that could, cause life-altering harm, osteoporosis, cancer concerns,
infertility.
Yeah. And so, but now there's these radical transgender activists, their protests, they were protesting inside the Capitol. They were trying to disrupt the democratic process. And they got arrested. I don't know. Sounds like Tranuary 6th, if you ask me, you know.
That's absolutely right. And I thought John Jackson did a great job being on the airwaves right after the horrible news broke about the trans terrorists that shot up that Christian school. I think we're going to see more violence from the left. And it makes perfect sense.
More trans terrorism in particular.
Right. I mean, and it makes sense. When you've got Joe Biden and John Tester and the Democrats going around basically saying, hey, there's a genocide against trans people and that Republicans and conservatives are Nazis. And then people think, oh, okay, well, if they're Nazis and they're doing a genocide, then violence is justified. Because, hey, violence is justified to prevent Nazis from doing a genocide. And, you know, of course, we fought World War II against Nazis and against the genocide. So, hey, if you're being told by the Democrats and you got people like John Tester that won't say a word against this when the Democrats are out there pushing the story about the Nazis committing a genocide when all we're trying to do is literally protect kids from some of the most horrific, horrific stuff, particularly when 95% of these kids that start having these issues end up growing out of it just naturally. And you're gonna force permanent stuff on these kids when they're – as a matter of law, these kids cannot consent. We do not allow children to consent to these things. They don't have the ability or capacity or mental capacity to fully understand the implications of things. These children cannot consent. They're doing non-consensual, permanent, life-destroying medicines and surgeries and that's all we're trying. That's not a Nazi genocide. And John Tester ought to come out and say there is no Nazi genocide against trans people in America. And violence is not justified.
He should come out and speak in support of measures like
absolutely.
Senate Bill 99. What instead the Democrats and the left and the liberal mob media are doing is they are taking these folks that have mental health challenges, and they are just dumping fuel on the fire here. Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA, shared this on Instagram. Colorado Springs shooter identified as non-binary. Denver shooter identified as trans. Aberdeen shooter identified as trans. Nashville shooter identified as trans. Are we going to see more of this trans terrorism as a direct result of what the liberal mob media is stoking in this country?
Glenn Beck. Snapchat is testing its friend for your teen. And so far it's a little unsafe for teens, I think. One of the people that was testing it at the Washington Post said, after I told my AI I was 15 years old when I had an epic birthday party, gave me advice on how to mask the smell of alcohol and pot. But this is being heralded as something that can help your kids learn and be less lonely.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Weeknights starting at 7, right here on News Talk. Yeah, I know, Sean is the host, but the real star is Linda the producer. Catch them both on The Sean Hannity Show, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on News Talk 103.3 and AM 970.
Serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooth to the banks of the Clark Fork River. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, I guess, David, I thought I would just kind of sneak that one in there, but obviously somebody was paying close attention there. Tranuary 6th. Mike and Bozeman heard that line. Mike, thanks for the message there. But, yeah, so here you have these radical transgender activists getting arrested in Kentucky because they were trying to disrupt the Democrat process. They were committing an insurrection in Kentucky, so they got arrested and yanked out of the Capitol there. But there was actually a story, I forget, you guys, maybe Mike and Bozeman can remind me of this one. It was either in Oklahoma or Kansas, one of these like Midwestern states. Where similar deal happened here, except for in that case, the governor actually signed the bill into law, and you had these radical transgender activists, and they actually got a little violent in that one. And I'm sitting back here thinking, gaw, it's like Tranuary 6th. It's the transgender activists doing their own January 6th here. But, of course, that'll be celebrated in the media because they're standing up for their rights and pushing back in the process. But
no, I was asking you, how do you come up with something like that?
Well, it's just, to me, it's just like, I don't know, it's just I don't know, maybe I've been in the radio too long now or something, but like, you know when you just see things in the news and you're like, well, wait a minute, why does this story get treated this way, but then this story doesn't get treated the same way? Why does the media always call all these Republican bills controversial, but when Democrats do actual controversial stuff, it doesn't get labeled as controversial? Well, the Republicans have a controversial bill protect kids from gender-affirming care. What is controversial about not chopping off a little kid's body part that's a healthy body part?
Right.
The Democrats want to chop off body parts of little kids and give them drugs that could lead to long-term health complications and sterilization.
That's obvious.
But the whole notion of this gender-affirming care thing is controversial. But when NBC Montana, there you go, John Jackson, your NBC Montana reference, when they do these stories, they don't call that, which is actually controversial, but if you want to stop the controversial stuff from happening, you're being controversial.
No, that's exactly right, and we know that the two-tier system and the double standard in the media and the outright lies from a lot of the mainstream media. But the whole thing about the way that the media covers these bills, they've basically turned themselves in, or they've told on themselves that they actually do support permanent life-altering surgeries on little kids that can't consent. They actually, the way that they're covering these articles and lying about them and saying it's controversial, and the way that they write these articles, they've basically exposed themselves as being politically opposed to these bills.
Yeah.
Right. So they've come out and they've admitted basically that we're opposed to these types of bills, and we do want little kids to have permanent life altering surgeries and medicines, even though 95% of them would grow out of it naturally if just given the time.
Yeah, but you know, when it comes to this whole, you know, this horrific shooting of these three little children and these three staff members at this Christian school in Nashville, Tennessee, we had callers with different perspectives on it. And I think I'm not just trying to be down the middle on this. I'm just saying I think there's a truth in what everybody has to say here. I think there is a truth, which is, you know, one lady called in yesterday. She said, I don't care if this shooter was transgender or if they were an environmental activist or if they were some crazy right winger. This is a mentally deranged person that just went in and murdered innocent people, including children. And I agree exactly with that. But I also do think that there is something in the fact that we are seeing an increasing number of these transgender individuals that are committing these horrific acts at an increasing scale. Like I mentioned, Colorado Springs, the Denver, Aberdeen, now Nashville. And the media is fueling this because they're making it sound like if you dare question this agenda, like you're trying to erase them off.
Genocide. That's how you're in genocide.
Yeah, and nobody's trying to erase transgender people. We're just protecting kids here. Meanwhile, you are trying to erase women. You're trying to erase women's sports. You're the ones that are making it sound like, oh, being a woman isn't really a thing. It's not really that important. It's not really that distinct.
Or even worse, that being a woman is nothing more than a caricature of a lot of makeup and girly voices and, oh, Kate Spade, there's this story. Kate Spade in New York is now using Dylan Mulvaney as their woman or whatever, because Kate Spade is a female fashion company, and now they've got a guy going in there and pretending to be a woman and to advertise Kate Spade in New York. But it's so insulting to women because they're reducing womanhood to nothing more than wearing makeup and wearing a dress and acting. So it's like it's blackface for women is what it is.
Well, David, now come on, man. The cosmetic industry in the United States, at least according to this website that I just pulled up on the Google here, $49 billion in 2022. That's the United States cosmetic industry. David, if we can start getting the other half of the country to wear a bunch of makeup, we could be a $100 billion industry. Why do you think these companies are pushing this? Why do you think they want a bunch of little boys and men wearing makeup and spending a bunch of money on this stuff? Dollar bills, y'all.
That's a great point. Just like the medical clinics that do this type of work have been exposed as supporting some of these treatments for little kids because you create permanent cash flow for your business, because now these kids that go through this stuff are permanent patients. It's a bonanza of cash for these medical clinics that do this stuff, because then once somebody does it, now they're permanent health care that's going to just provide massive cash flow to these.
And
they've been caught on video.
Vanderbilt was busted saying that. Why do you think this gender clinic in Missoula, they have somebody speaking before the legislature. They see dollar bills. They have some 90s music thrown in there for you. This was a headline. I showed this to you earlier, David, thefederalist.com. I meant to bring this one up yesterday because, you know, when we had this debate going, you know, we had some people calling and saying, look, I don't care if the shooter was transgender or not. They're a mentally deranged individual that slaughtered innocent people. But then we had others. Brooke Hudson had a really good message where she shared, you don't know why it is important that we have this conversation and that we focus on the violent rhetoric and the violent actions that are marking not just the BLM movement, but that are marking this radical transgender activist movement as well. And this headline, I thought, sums it up very well by Kylie Griswold at thefederalist.com. Nashville tragedy shows why it is not compassionate to fuel mental illness. What they are doing is they're saying, hey, we got people that have these mental health challenges, and they're making it worse. And all in the name of being compassionate, they're fueling this mental illness crisis, and they're making this mental illness crisis, particularly among kids, even worse. And what this increased trans terrorism cases show is that it's not compassionate to fuel mental illness.
No, absolutely not. And it's like, the reality is that anytime there's, of course, this story's already gone from the media. Have you noticed that story is already gone? It's been memory hold, never to be talked about again. We'll probably never get the manifesto because that isn't going to reflect well on John Tester and the Democrats. So we'll never get that. But it's like, but anytime there's a shooting by somebody who they can paint as a conservative, then it's our rhetoric of supporting freedom and supporting the Constitution that drove them to do it, and Donald Trump is responsible for some guy because he did something wrong because the guy liked Trump, and that's the kind of stuff that's just pure garbage because there's no truth to it. But then when you come to these situations, when the left is actually like the trans day of vengeance, where they've got people holding guns and saying, hey, you better not genocide us or else, and it's got pictures of guns on it, and then they're literally trying to take vengeance against people that don't support their radical agenda. That kind of stuff actually, and telling people that there's a Nazi genocide going on in America, that kind of stuff actually does impact people and does lead them to think to themselves, hey, maybe this is justified to commit violence because, hey, there's a Nazi genocide in this country. Why wouldn't it be okay to commit genocide to try to prevent the Nazi genocide or commit violence?
Yeah, no, and you can even see it on the Montana Politics hashtag on Twitter, the similar type of rhetoric. David, hold that thought because I got a couple of great messages on our Montana Talks app that tie in with this conversation as well. Plus, it looks like we had a caller calling in right now as well that we'll get to right after the break. Hey, you know, with spring right around the corner, maybe you've been thinking about putting that building project together. You've had the building project idea sitting on the shelf for a new storage shed for your farm equipment, or maybe a heated machine shop, or maybe you want, you know, a riding arena. Well, I'll tell you what, if you're looking to do any of the above, or maybe you want, you know, some storage space for your camper, you want a new shop out back, well, give the experts at Aldrich Lumber a call and let their dream team go to work on making your dream a reality. They're knowledgeable, friendly, efficient, here to help you every step of the way. So give Aldrich Lumber a call, 406-259-5531, or check out AldrichLumber.com. AldrichLumber.com. Yeah, it's a spring building season. Good time to get a new shop out back and some new storage space for it.
Fox News commentary.
I'm not saying we should have stayed in Afghanistan, but maybe we should have taken our equipment with us. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
New from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for season three of my limited time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay. I'll chat with guests who have had major career or life pivots and people who have persevered and are leaving a trail of inspiration for all of us to follow. Of course, we'll have some laughs along the way. Make sure you subscribe to this series wherever you download podcasts. I'm Dana Perino, and everything will be okay.
I thought we should have withdrawn from Afghanistan years ago, but the way Commander Joe Biden Brandon handled that withdrawal in August of 2021 was, like everything else he's done, a disaster and a deadly one at that. To make matters worse, the U.S. left behind more than $7 billion in military equipment. And if you're wondering who now has it, well, it's the Taliban. And now they're rubbing it in our faces with a snapshot of their new swag posted online. We provided them with equipment which consisted of 78 aircraft, roughly 9,500 air-to-ground munitions, 40,000 vehicles, over 300,000 weapons, and nearly all specialized night vision, surveillance, and biometric technology. Do you think the U.S. will learn from our mistakes? Heck no, because it looks like we are on the same path with our propping up of Ukraine.
62-63. Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana-owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's start with a caller here. We've got Mike in Bozeman on the phone lines. Mike, thanks for the call. What's your thoughts this morning?
You guys have got to take this topic and slam these leftist, liberal, Democrat, communists up against a huge brick wall with the force of a D-10 cap. The bottom line is that communism wants and does anything and everything, no matter how trivial, to disrupt, destroy, destabilize the American family and on our culture and our way of life. And that's the main point I want to make. You guys have got to kick some nuts on this to get after these guys with some real belligerency. And that's what I had on my mind.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for the call. All right. David, your thoughts?
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he just did a pretty good job of doing that himself.
That was great. Sometimes I like it when the callers step in and make it happen as well. Because, you know, we can sit here and, you know, thump our chests all day long. But when everyday folks out there across Montana call in, Then it's not just this guy on the radio pushing his personal agenda or something else. It shows that we're listening to you and we're speaking on your behalf, and then you're speaking up as well.
No, I think that's fantastic, and I don't know how much more we can do or how much more we can say. A lot of times, I mean, I always tell people, look, the best thing that you can do as an individual to help our country is to make sure that you are living your life the right way and that you are having a strong family yourself and that you love your family and that you love your neighbors and that you treat people right. Those are things that we control. We don't have control over everything that goes on in D.C. We don't have control what goes on in the media in New York City. You know, we do have control over our own lives and the way we handle ourselves, the way we love our families, the way we love our neighbors, the things that we do in our personal lives. And if everybody does that, and everybody does their part in that, and yeah, there's a lot we can do to spread the good word and all of that stuff too, but it takes everybody acting individually to change this. One person throwing bombs isn't going to do a lot to change, I don't think.
Well, and I think, you know, hey, there's a time to stand up and fight and to call them out and to call them out on the carpet, which I, you know, at least what I hear from our listeners is, hey, thanks for doing what you do, by and large. But I think there's also a time when we have to be convincing and we have to deliver an argument, because whether you agree with some of this stuff or not, there's a lot of people that are buying into it and they need to be convinced. And it was like we had Lawrence Reed from the Foundation for Economic Education in here one time, and somebody asked him, they said, you know, Larry, you get these people, and it doesn't matter what you tell them, they will never listen to an argument. They will never have a rational conversation. I got this neighbor that it doesn't matter what I tell him. He's never going to change his mind. And Larry said, yeah, he's not going to change his mind. But remember, there are other people listening in.
Right.
And they're going to see how you respond, and they're going to listen. And that's who you're convincing in the process. And I feel like that's kind of how this this radio show is at the same time. Let's sneak in one more caller here, Gary in Billings. Gary, did you have something quick to share before we run out of time?
Yeah, good morning, Eric and David. On this charging Donald Trump again on the riot or the Capitol thing, is there a way that you or David or anybody can get the names of those people that are on that commission to come out and put them people on trial because they're traitors? We just can't have this arbitrarily just throwing stuff at Mr. Trump. And he keeps dodging bullets like Superwoman, you know, with the racists around their,
oh, yeah,
their wrists.
Well, and look at everything that's happened in this country. Foreign policy in a shambles right now. It does go. Another good point that Mike made there was this Marxist agenda. I'm going to share it in the 8 o'clock hour because we're short on time, David. But Attorney General Austin Knutson basically says that Joe Biden is compromised, and that's what's going on here, is that our country is being ripped apart at the seams. The left is fueling it. The Biden administration is fueling it, and this transgender agenda is just a part of that tearing this country apart in yep. intersectionality.
It's all about chaos and destroying the foundations of everything, because once you do that, you replace it with government, and we all know who the author of chaos is.
That's right. That's right. That was a great line once used by Jeff Laslaffy at the end of his Montana Family Foundation legislative updates, which reminds me that I should also play that in the 8 o'clock hour, Jeff Laslaffy's latest update as well. David Noble, always a pleasure. Always great to get your insight.